A lot of Americans want to help businesses make it through this pandemic, so they are buying gift cards. Now, economists often consider these gift cards to be sort of a bad deal for the customer, which is exactly why they are a useful goodwill gesture at this moment. Here's Kenny Malone from our Planet Money podcast.
When I got Ian Linder Sheldon on the phone, he was socially distanced.
Yeah, actually, I'm at a public park doing my online college classes.
This is what's become of Linder Sheldon's freshman year at Florida International University. And he's got a lot of time now to think about meaningful places. The pizza spot he hung out at in high school. The burger joint he could walk to from his house.
It's so old, my grandfather used to go there. If that place disappears, that's my whole childhood.
Where are you on their website now?
Yeah, I am putting in my billing address.
While we talked, Linder Sheldon bought a $25 gift card to that high school pizza place.
It's kind of sad. I'm sending it to myself. So it's to Ian from Ian.
There's something like that really encapsulates the moment there. The isolation of sending yourself a gift card.
Yeah.
Let's talk about why gift cards are typically a huge pet peeve of economists and financial types.
Sure. My name is John Paul Koning, and I write about finance and money and gift cards.
Koning writes the Moneyness blog, and back in August, he was looking through the financial filings of Starbucks. Mixed in with the traditional kinds of loans that Starbucks had taken out was this huge number, $1.6 billion of this jargony-sounding kind of debt.
Their stored value card liability.
And you were like, what is that?
Yeah, I was quite curious.
Stored value card liability is gift cards. Technically, every gift card is like a teeny loan, and we are giving Starbucks $1.6 billion in teeny loans.
And how good are the terms on those loans?
Well, first of all, it's a 0% loan from your customer. And secondly, a lot of these loans never actually get paid off.
So like I lend Starbucks money and then never actually sort of call that entire loan in.
Or your friend didn't, because you might have given it to a friend and there's a good chance your friend would have lost it, or your mother or whoever you gave it to.
When you think about a gift card as a mini loan from you to a company, they are a terrible deal for you and an amazing deal for the company in normal times.
Yeah, sure. Got some boxes and some products going on here.
Sophie Madison is in Boston, frantically packing up some online orders at her shop, Olives and Grace. She sells everything from Boston-made candy to Tom Brady football candles. And before she shut her physical store, one customer came in looking worried and said, I want to buy a gift card.
And then I said, okay, how much would you like that for? And she just paused for a minute and she said $1,000.
$1,000?
$1,000.
Like she is very worried about you.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
You know, it didn't feel like the warm, fuzzy $1,000 in-store purchase. It felt like, you know, here's a hug. Let's hunker down. Here's some seed money. It was a real love and support gesture.
Small businesses are waiting for emergency loans from the state and federal government. But in the meantime, customers have realized that there is already a way to hand out a loan, buying a gift card. It is a very generous 0% loan, which normally is the worst thing about gift cards, but right now is the thing that makes them particularly useful. Kenny Malone, NPR News.